USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The country's largest vaccine incentive program has its first group of winners. California Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday drawing the names of 15 winners in its Vax for the Win vaccine lottery, prizes totaling over $116 million. Former President Trump will be banned from Facebook until after the midterm elections. Facebook announcing yesterday Trump will be reinstated to its platform in January 2023. That will mark 2 years since his suspension following January's Capitol Hill riot. Facebook CEO Nick Clegg tells CNN their focus is not necessarily on what Trump says.
Our focus is harm. It's physical violence, it's harm, it's exactly the kind of thing that we acted on in January. Right. And as I said earlier, we make sure that if he does return, when he returns in early January, that we have clear guardrails in place that if you were to repeat that all over again, which is your question, that we would very quickly impose new penalties.
Clegg adds those new penalties could include a lifetime ban. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The latest jobs report is proof America continues to climb out of the depths of the pandemic. President Biden saying that yesterday after learning that almost 560,000 jobs were added in May. While we're not where we were before the pandemic, he says things are mostly getting better.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. And vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Manufacturing is up. Growth is up. People gaining health care coverage is up, and small business confidence is up. America is finally on the move again.
Some economists, though, expecting more jobs to be added last month. A microbiologist who once denounced those who questioned the origins of COVID appears to be backtracking. New York City Dr. Peter Pelosi was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he told London's The Daily Mail a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
California's assault weapons ban overturned. A federal judge yesterday rules the ban violates the Second Amendment. The ban in effect since 1989, California's attorney general plans to appeal the ruling. A former White House counsel testifies about former President Trump and the Mueller investigation. Here's Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gann was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Protests in Minneapolis over the death of a black man at the hands of deputies. Winston Boogie Smith shot to death Thursday by deputies trying to arrest him for being a felon in possession of a gun. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension saying yesterday the 32-year-old Smith fired his gun first and a spent cartridge was found in the car. Smith's family calling for any video of the incident to be released. 9 arrests made over 2 days of protests for assault and arson. A life-saving rat calling it quits. Magawa is retiring after 5 years of sniffing out landmines and unexploded ordnance in Cambodia. Magawa credited with clearing over 1 million square feet of land and detecting over 100 landmines and unexploded ordnance. The Belgian nonprofit that trained him says while he's still in good health, at 7 years old, he has reached retirement age and is clearly starting to slow down. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.